This is actually live. You think it might be a recording, but this is happening. The events are happening in real time.
Oh God, what?
Technically, it's real
Also,
time for us right now, also. So
I'm just saying, if
oh God,
we.
what?
This is happening right now, live, listeners. Never mind the anachronistic references we might make.
Much anachronisms. Wow.
Like that.
Man, I'm just sitting here playing with my Pogs, which are the most popular thing in ever, and so rad.
I hear Alf is back in them.
You guys see the last episode of Doug?
Yes, watched Hey Arnold recently.
Charlie, in your case, that's not an anachronism.
No, I haven't watched Hey Arnold recently. I should probably, though. It was a good show. You can't see it, but
Charlie,
I'm slowly.
watching old cartoons means nothing as far as timeline goes.
Can't see if I'm slowly trying to put my
Still
arm into
latest
that
episode
position.
of the X-Files.
I watched X-Files a lot in like the early 2000s, I think.
I watched the X-Files a
Like
couple of
reruns.
weeks ago.
Which one was it?
The first couple of episodes.
Did
Before
they
the
find the
aliens.
aliens?
No, it was before
Oh.
aliens. It was when it was good.
I've been following a web comic that is sort of covering and parodying them. Excuse me.
I was waiting for that.
Sorry, I was
Who has
distracted.
the most violent sneezes now, Nate?
Most violent diseases that would have to be the CDC.
I said sneezes.
I have very violent sneezes. The problem is your sneezes don't even sound like sneezes. Your sneezes sound like you're throwing up. My sneeze is considered a lethal weapon in 30 states.
So, okay, now that I'm back upstairs, I can say that Charlie, I wasn't talking about the old episodes of Doug. I was talking about the reboot where he's where he's in his last high school years and he's looking into college and
Well, no, you don't understand. At the end of Nickelodeon Doug, he graduated middle school. And at the beginning of Disney Doug, he goes to his first year at middle school.
Oh, really?
And Disney Doug happens after Nickelodeon Doug, chronologically, in the Doug timeline.
What?
Like, they make
Are you
references
goddamn
back.
serious?
They make references back to Nickelodeon Doug occasionally. But yeah, it happens later because eventually Doug gets a baby sister and Roger gets rich.
The fuck? He just went back to middle school.
I mean,
Are you sure he wasn't in elementary school in the first?
no, because like they had like middle school stuff going on, like lockers and like different classes when in elementary school.
Some elementary schools might have lockers. Actually,
Okay.
my island has lockers.
Okay, maybe lockers, you don't change classes in elementary school. You don't have like a different
The
math
fuck
class.
you don't.
My elementary school changed classes. Not often, but they did.
Yeah, mine did too.
May
Maybe he was in fifth grade.
I'm pretty sure though the outside said middle school of the thing. Though I might be wrong. Maybe it was a math misunderstanding.
Maybe Charlie, you don't know as much about Doug as you think you do.
I just remember in all the recaps I have heard about Doug, because I never watched much of Disney Doug. I am more a Nickelodeon Doug expert.
I'm just saying, dude. I'm just saying, Nickelodeon Doug may have been in fifth grade, and then Disney Doug was in middle school. So I'm talking about like the new one where like he was, he's in high school and like has
No,
to fight
you
with.
don't understand, though. Doug ended with Doug's first movie. We are waiting for Doug's long-awaited second movie.
Was trying to make it seem like future anachronistic, Charlie.
No, I'm not letting you do that.
Why?
I don't think you can do future anachronisms. Boy, I'm sure having fun with my new hoverboard here.
Well,
Hi,
yeah, I
I'm
mean,
this
it's a
Pepsi
rad.
Perfect from the year 2015.
Hey Nate, when the game's done, is it okay if I just teleport over to your house?
Yeah, that's fine. Bring some space beer, could you?
Bring some space beer.
Please, space
I
needy.
hear the space breweries have been really good
Fucking
lately.
needy.
Oh,
It's space mead, not space beer.
what do you think you are? Some kind of space Viking?
That has nothing to do with it. I'm just saying that's the technical term for it, space mead.
No, it's not.
It is. I went to space college. You can't.
Charlie, you dropped out of space college.
I am
Don't
still
even
in
try and
space.
pull this shit.
Oh, Okay, let's start this goddamn.
Let's all Madden on this to get the
space community college, maybe.
Oh, burn!
It's a technical school, thank you.
Anyway, I don't think Charlie really went to enough parties to really understand what space beer is all about.
Let's get Matt in here, and he can clarify whether it's space mead or space alcohol, or space beer, what space alcohol is.
I don't think being in space fundamentally changes the difference between what mead and beer is.
Yeah, but maybe
I'm fairly certain
you can't process the beer like
beer. I'm fairly certain they are still two separate drinks no matter where they are created.
Yeah, but maybe the processes for making beer don't work in zero gravity.
Well, ever since we got artificial gravity, clearly that hasn't been a problem.
Yeah, but it's not space beer.
I mean, it's beer that's made in space. Come on, Charlie.
Yeah, but there's nothing spacey about it.
It was Although made in space!
We taste the difference. The space kegs add a lot of flavor.
I'm just saying, if I make Budweiser in Germany, it does not make that a German beer.
Well, Budweiser sucks no matter where you drink it or make
oh,
it.
Oh, snap.
I wasn't talking about the quality of Budweiser. I'm just saying, if I make that in Germany, it does not make it a German beer. Or in Ireland, it doesn't make it an Irish ale.
Well, they're using new space techniques, clearly. That's what all the commercials say. I don't know why.
This comic.
You're reading the Monster of the Week.
Yes.
It's pretty good.
I'm just saying.
Anyway, guys, let's get on topic here.
It is not space.
Topic isn't space right now.
Space. Weren't we supposed to be in San Francisco?
No, I said San Diego multiple times.
Oh, the first time you said San Francisco, so...
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
You did, no, I but I don't care. I
said San Diego multiple times.
You said San Diego multiple times, you just said San Francisco also.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I said San Diego.
Well, maybe I'm just going crazy.
Everyone's going mad.
Look, I didn't hear the other times. All I know is the first time you mentioned it was San Francisco.
No, I said San Diego.
It's okay.
I may have like said San Fran and then corrected myself by saying San Diego, but I did not say San Francisco.
Might have done that another time, but I clearly heard San Francisco.
Sorry, guys. All right.
Cisco free.
Hey. I say play back the tapes. I will be vindicated.
I will put a message if it is correct, Charlie. I will splice it in and say Charlie was right.
All right, so yeah, you fly down to San Diego, the San Diego Tijuana area.
No, like they have fresh cooked meals, like they have set out and whatnot.
Yeah.
The only thing that is bad at Sheetz is gas station sushi sucks.
Well, yes.
But all things considered, that aside, Sheetz doesn't do anything else wrong. Even their donuts are fucking baller.
I think it probably has the best sushi of any gas station ever.
Probably, yeah. I haven't had it, but gas station sushi sucks. Anyway,
there's more places that serve sushi than are gas stations.
Yeah.
What
I
the?
I think.
I refuse to believe that.
Anyway.
Maybe in Japan somewhere.
Okay, Japanese gas station sushi might be pretty good.
They might actually get it from sushi school, but it's okay. They have codfish here and rice.
You should not ask. There may be several endangered species on the menu. Don't ask the chef what about these. Just say I know nothing. I only eat what he serves.
I know nothing. I eat only what he has served.
At any event, continue, guys. Travis, do you know what you can get there, by the way?
What?
You can get deep-fried mac and cheese.
God damn it, stop talking about food. Stop it.
And you get a deep-fried donut there, like it's a carnival?
No, but fried mac and cheese is amazing. They're mac and cheese bites. They're basically...
There's a pretzel place nearby that had me last time I was in had me try a cinnamon. It was like a cinnamon sugar pretzel, and that basically just tasted like a fried mini donut.
Was that in the mall?
No, that was actually just in the Walmart here. There's like a little food place, and there's actually an Auntie Anne's.
Yeah, Auntie Anne's.
They might have one in the mall. I don't know.
No, they have an Auntie Anne's in St. Clair's Mall, actually.
You know, they're talking about like frying stuff is just reminding of that one deep King of the Hill whistle where they get a deep fryer and they begin deep frying fried chicken.
It's refried chicken.
And then at one point they try and deep fry beer and it explodes.
You can actually deep fry beer and it doesn't explode.
Well, they put the can in.
Okay.
That you're probably not supposed to do.
Yeah.
How do you otherwise deep fry beer?
Hey, come up here and visit the Mega Mall sometime.
I intend to visit you sometime, Zach.
If you visit him, I will try and get me a ferry over to West Virginia so you can ferry me over there.
I ain't driving to Minnesota.
I will drive some of the way.
I will drive.
I drove to West Virginia. What's the problem, Nate?
How long was the drive?
I want to say probably a little over 20 hours after, if you count the both legs. Because, I mean, admittedly, I had the advantage of that since I have Hannah/family in Stevens Point. I spent the night in Stevens Point and then set up from there in the morning. So it's usually about, like, 4 hours to Stevens Point, and I think it was a little under 20 from Stevens Point to West Virginia.
Playing a game and talking about food, and it's driving me nuts.
Nuts, Travis.
Stick my nuts in your mouth.
Like that hit movie, The Nut Job.
So.
But Travis, I thought you were hungry. Why would you want me to eat your
That other hit movie, Food Fight, where they tried to be the toy.
Neither of those were hit movies.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying that. I especially am saying that ironically with Food Fight, which was released 10 years after it began development.
What?
Yeah, it was released like about a decade.
How did it take 10 years to make a movie?
Because shit just keep happening. Their stuff got stolen, and they had to redo stuff from scratch. And when they finally released, you know, what was supposed to be the Toy Story or Wreck-It Ralph for brands.
What the hell, man?
Where Charlie Sheen plays a detective dog who's trying to stop generic brands from taking over the supermarket. Also, Wayne Brady plays a squirrel.
Wayne Brady meets Malcolm X up like Brian Cumble.
Also, I think, what's his face is in it? I know his name. Played that one guy in Urban Commando, but not the Urban Commando, that was Hulk Hogan. The guy Hulk Hogan kind of trolled throughout the movie. He also played Doc Brown, but I'm not gonna go there. I'm just gonna reference the obscure Christopher Lloyd, I think.
Yes, he also played the judge in Friend Roger Rabbit. But anyways,
Paul, no smoking though. People still are using e-cigs here.
Stop that! Why do you keep needing to try and bring that up?
Dude, e-cigs are fucking everywhere on the West Coast. Holy shit!
Are they?
Yes.
Oh, they are nowhere here.
Well, yeah, because you live in an unimportant place.
So Charlie might be trolling you, Zach.
Yeah, that too. Also, I was just thinking, you know, probably at a college campus, they're going to be more popular than anyone, because I assume college kids are more than everyone fucking love e-cigs.
Yeah, honestly.
Charlie, go to a college. Do you actually see people with e-cigs?
I go to a technical college, so...
Zach, actually, at West Liberty, yeah,
I've seen a couple people in e-cigs actually smoke inside the building and get away with it because they're e-cigs.
Yeah,
Zach, I've actually seen one of the things West Liberty banned cigarettes. So if you ever see anybody smoking on campus, they're smoking an e-cig.
Yeah, Mike.
They banned cigarettes from the whole campus. I mean,
campus.
The campuses I've been have you can't. You have to be so far from the entrances to smoke.
Yeah, we have a smoking area. We have a smoking area we can go down, and people still smoke regular cigarettes. But you know, there are still I have still seen at least one person in one of my classes basically hitting up an e-cig before class.
Literally never in all my time. Maybe they weren't a thing yet, but. In all my time in school, I never saw an e-cig.
Yeah, but yeah, West Liberty banned it all across the campus.
I've never seen an e-cig. I'm not actually convinced they're a real thing.
Because you live in a backwaters reverse land.
You know where you should go to find your e-cigs?
What state are you?
You should go to
Charlie?
Sheets. I'm sure Sheets
sells North Carolina. And
don't call me backwater. I live in the educational capital of the country.
I live in the Research Triangle, so I live the recent capital of my states, the kind of backwater region of that, but still, I'm just saying, the coasts are where culture is, Zach.
Guys, I live in Wheeling.
You just keep die, Charlie.
What is culturally significant about your dead end flatland? Not even interesting to look at.
Well, I did you not hear the point where we're like one of the best educational states in the whole country that
yeah,
is
book learning don't mean thing. Shit.
Let me see your sources.
We have a very thriving arts community. Let's see here. What else is there? I mean, we have standard business.
I will admit,
stuff.
Vermont is kind of in the same zone, and I have been to Vermont. It is, like, I can give it that is more, like, more aesthetically pleasing because it's more mountainous, but it is also has nothing up there other than cows and forest. Like,
I'm at the U of O. The big thing they do is football because they have shitty football teams they play against, and everybody smokes e-cigarettes constantly. Oh, God, the e-cigarettes.
We have an okay tech industry. Big thing is
AA event.
The arts.
AA events. Charlie, continue.
Alright. So, I mean, is that specifically where you live? It's not like
you're Charlie.
State, but where you live, Zach.
Do you even live, Zach? Can you even lift your
you
state?
You even live?
No, I live in a small town.
Exactly.
I don't see what that has to do with anything.
You were born in a sound...
No, I was born down in the cities.
I was going to make a song reference, but then you got to break my balls, Zach. Zach, the Nutcrusher Mancer.
Yeah, that's it exactly.
Nutcracker, I should
much, be. There wasn't much there.